I know it's here somewhere. Finally. Oh, it's time for the doc. You're listening to Dr. Bill, the computer curmudgeon. Take it away, doctor.
Well, it's that time again, and the doctor is in. It's time for another Dr. Bill, the Computer Curmudgeon Netcast, and I trust you're having fun with your technology this week. I've been having tons of fun with my technology because I've been playing with stuff. Ha ha! Not to mention, notice back here, I got the Angry Bird and the Silly Pig from the Angry Birds. Ha ha! Yes! And there's more. Let me go back here and get one. Aha! Notice, first of all, it is the official Angry Bird. Ooh, I got glariness. There, the official Angry Bird. But notice it says, press here. Yes! Angry birds that make noise! How cool is that? So anyway, and of course the pig makes pig noises. Yes. I know, you want to hear the pig noises. All right. I dropped my bird on my keyboard. Is that allowed? Okay. You got it. Yes. A talkative little pig. You get to crush him to make the noise. Indeed. Okay. Here I am, a grown man playing with plush toys. Yes, well. You know, the jury is still actually out on the whether or not I'm all that grown up. Ah! Another pig bites the dust. Oh, well. I'll get him later. Meanwhile, I'll set the bird up there so he can be supervising. You know what I mean? Just kind of watching things. Okay. You notice I'm back to the webcam this week because I didn't want to get out the camera. It's actually over here in a camera case. I don't know why, but, you know, I was just feeling a little lazy. So, what can I say? Let's go to the blog, shall we? The blog, of course, being Dr. Bill, the computer curmudgeon, drbill.c, which CC, which stands for computer curmudgeon. I'll put that up on the screen there. All right. Now, first, some housekeeping official things. The Netcast subscription RSS feeds have changed. Now, if you are getting our show through an RSS feed, in other words, you have subscribed, which I would encourage you all to do. Come on, folks, subscribe. Anyway, those subscription URLs, I started to say RSS feed URL, and I combined them, and my tongue just went, nyah, and it couldn't deal with it. But they changed. Here is the new video feed. I'll put that there. It's nice and long. But don't worry, it's on the blog, and I've changed all the links for all the RSS feed connections to subscribe to that new link. And then here's the audio feed, okay? Okay, so change those feeds. Get them set up correctly. Now the next item I have for you is another great new website feature on drbill.cc. And that is, we have added the TPN Daily Newspaper. TPN, of course, being Tech Podcast Network, which, by the way, we are proud members of the Tech Podcast Network, techpodcast.com. If it's tech, it's right here on Dr. Bill, the Computer Curmudgeon. And as a member of the Tech Podcast Network, we want you to know what's going on with all the tech podcasters out there that are part of the network. And that's why we have the TPN Daily Newspaper that is now available. And it's available as a link on the header on our website. So check that out. Matter of fact, I'll just put the graphic right here on the screen. And you can see it where it's checked right there. TPN Daily. That's the link that you want to use. K? K. Now, speaking of Angry Birds, we just played for you the Angry Birds strangeness from the plush toy. Well, which, by the way, I got for Valentine's Day. Do I not have a super geeky wife or what? She got me plush toys of Angry Bird stuff for Valentine's Day. I got her chocolates and flowers. She gets me cool geeky stuff. Sigh, we've been out geeked. Anyway, as a coworker once pointed out, sure is cool that you got a geeky wife that understands these things. Dude. Yes. Okay. The whole thing here about the pigs in space. Pigs in space! You know the old Muppet Show? Yes. Well, Angry Birds are going to be in space. Yes. And it's going to be a whole brand new game. And it will launch. Get it? Launch? Yes. March the 22nd. Yes. Rovio. Is it Rovio? Yes. Rovio Studios will launch Angry Birds in Space March the 22nd. Yes. And it will launch simultaneously in mobile gaming, animation, retail, and publishing. So, it's combining two of my favoritest things, Angry Birds, yes, and space. Space. Coolness. Anyway, this week we have an awesome sponsor, and that is GoToMeeting. GoToMeeting with HD Faces. Dude, GoToMeeting with HD Faces, you'll be able to see the whole 16:9 aspect ratio. If you're using a webcam like I'm using right this very moment, which is the Logitech C910 webcam. I'm staring at it right now. Anyway, notice it's full HD 16:9. Well, you can do the whole GoToMeeting thing with HD webcams now. Yes, their new software allows you to do that. And you can get a 30-day free trial, 30 days, by going to this special URL right here. This is a special bit.ly URL. Pay attention to the bit.ly. Okay, it'll also be in the show notes, so you can click on the one in the show notes and partake of this amazing deal. It's awesome. So take advantage of it. Cool. Now, next item, Windows 8. I still don't know if I'm going to like Windows 8, but there's an interesting article that I have a link to here talking about how they redesigned the Windows 8 logo. Somebody very astutely said, you know, it's Windows. You could have a window. Yes, instead of the wavy flag thing like it is in the current logo. So they went with a plain old window, except they tilted it slightly sideways. You know, the whole, you know, retreating into the aspect ratio whole, you know, thing. Yes. So check it out. I have an image of it on my website. In the article, The Evolution of the Windows Logo. And you can actually, by clicking on the link to the article, you can go through all the iterations of the Windows logo. And as somebody pointed out, the Windows logo version 1 is actually pretty cool and modern looking, even today, by today's standards. So, maybe they should go fully retro and go back to the original. But hey, you know, the new one, it's okay. Some people were complaining about the blue. Some people were complaining that the window was not quite totally in the right, you know, state. I don't know. Anyway, whoa! Yes, the drum roll's telling us abruptly again that it's time for Geek Software of the Week. Geek Software of the Week this week is a Linux edition. And it's a slight cheat, just a little bit of a cheat. Because we already featured Dragon Disk this week's Linux Geek Software of the Week as a Windows Geek Software of the Week back, oh, it's been 20 or so netcasts ago. It's been a while back. But this is to demonstrate the Linuxiness, and actually I also have an actual video demo of it. So let's go to that right now. All right, what we want to do here is we've opened up Dragon Disk on my notebook. We want to open up the DrBillBailey.net S3 account, which I've already pre-set up in here. Notice I have the different buckets represented and the files that are in them. I can also go over here to my computer and pull up the directory of all the files on the computer so that I can drag and drop. Okay, see? That's just how easy it works, how it works with the Amazon S3 account. Awesome. So, this is DragonDisk for Linux. And as you see, on my PC it works. My Linux Fedora 16 PC works great. Okay? So, and I use it to manage my desktop S3 whole thing. And by the way, toward that end, I want to do a quick run through of how to set up. Now, this is going to be highly geeky, but I mentioned it last week. All the things necessary to set up streaming video using CloudFront, Amazon's tool, and Amazon S3. And here's that. All right, here we are in the AWS Management Console. Let's go to S3. And it opens up the Amazon S3 console here. Notice over on the left-hand side, I've created buckets. This one here is the M4V bucket for the Dr. Bill Show. And the cool thing to do here is, notice you can upload, as I'm hovering there, upload the files into this bucket on the cloud. Then you can set up the properties for an individual file. Now, the key that I missed last week is you need to go into the metadata here and set up the value of the content as video/MPEG. Make sure that it is available to everyone. And you can do that by simply going in and doing it here. Or you can actually go up to the individual file, and I'll close this out. And you go to the individual file and click on the actions and make it public. That's the easiest way to do it. You can do multiple files that way as well. All right, now what we want to do I want to go into the properties, and I want to show you that the properties here of the particular bucket, the bucket itself. I'm on a file. Let me get off the file and get directly onto the bucket and do the properties of the bucket. Here we go. Properties of the bucket. Notice everyone could read it, but I also want to enable the website and set up the index and error HTML files for the website. Once I've done that, make sure the permissions are right. Okay. Then I want to go into CloudFront. CloudFront is going to allow us to set up this new website. Oh, and by the way, I want to have the error and index files here as well. You can upload those and just make them really simple, generic. But now let's go into CloudFront, and I'll show you how to set that part up. What you want to do is create a distribution with this button. Click on Create Distribution. It will allow you to pick a bucket and set it up. Now I'm just going to highlight one here for the M4V files, and I'm going to go in and look at the properties by just right-clicking on that and clicking Edit. This will bring up the screen that will allow you to set up. Now notice your CNAME here, video.drbill.tv. Make sure it's enabled. Make sure you have a default root object, index.html, and then it will enable it, and you will have CloudFront set up. And notice these domain names here. Cryptic looking domain name. That's what you want to write down and put in the DNS of your provider. All right. Once you do that, you'll be in good shape. So, did I mention it was highly geeky? Indeed. Okay. So anyway, that's the show for this week. We had lots of cool features. Hope you enjoyed it. And remember, until next time, that the doctor is out of here.
Dr. Bill the Computer Curmudgeon is a production of DrBillBailey.net with all the honors, rights, and privileges thereunto appertaining.